Heavily armored vehicles escorted U.S. military tankers and supply trucks crossing the border from Kuwait into the southern province of Basra. The convoy is believed to be part of the Bush administration's strategy to send 21,000 additional troops to Iraq. Despite strong opposition from Democratic Party members and some Republicans in Congress, James Phillips, a Middle East expert at the Heritage Foundation, says the strategy might succeed if it reduces the level of violence in Baghdad.
If that security situation is improved, even if it's not 100%, that normal, everyday people will appreciate that and will look more to the Iraqi government for security and less to the militias, which increasingly are involved in tit-for-tat attacks.
But analysts warn the gruesome double hanging of two of Saddam Hussein's former top aides could spark new attacks. Barzan Ibrahim al-Tikriti, Saddam's half-brother, was decapitated during the hanging. Iraqi authorities showed reporters video of the execution, but say the pictures will not be shown to a wider audience. Iraq's Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi had made last-minute appeals to delay the executions.
Definitely, this is, I consider, another bad day for the National Reconciliation Project.
In the United States, public debate about the situation in Iraq has shifted toward neighboring Iran's alleged role in fueling sectarian violence. Vice President Cheney declared Iran a growing and multifaceted threat, and the president's national security advisor, Stephen Hadley, says Tehran's meddling is unacceptable.
We intend to deal with it by interdicting and disrupting activities in Iraq sponsored by Iran that are putting our troops and Iraqis at risk.
The war in Iraq continues to dominate the political landscape in the U.S. Senator John McCain, a Republican presidential hopeful and outspoken supporter for sending more troops to Iraq, is staking his political future on the outcome of the war.
I have presidential ambitions. They pale in comparison to what I think is most important to our nation's security.
If the surge of additional troops in Iraq fails, analysts say it would have major implications on the presidential aspirations of some candidates. Millar Sega, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。